Stop 9, entering the field. The handrail will end here. Stay at the end of the handrail for another few minutes. You are about to leave the wetlands and enter a new habitat. While stopped here near the end of the boardwalk, take some time to close your eyes and feel the breeze or sun on your face. Let yourself become a sensory barometer to measure wind and sun. Also, you can be a human compass and figure out the direction you are traveling by noting where you feel the sun on your face and what time of day it is. Ready? First, turn and be sure that you are facing the field with the boardwalk behind you. Next, lift your face slightly to the sky. In the morning, the sun is in the east. It will shine warmest on your left side. By midday and early afternoon, the sun will appear in the south so that you will feel it on your entire face. From the west, later in the afternoon, the sun will feel warmest on the right side of your face. Okay, feel that sun. In which direction are you heading? You are facing south. A bird flying over you right now would see Mount Tom to the south or straight ahead of you, the Mill River and the Connecticut River Oxbow to the east or to your left, and the Vernal Pool and Arcadia Woodlands behind you to the north. Now feel the wind on your face. From what direction is the breeze blowing? Another way to test wind direction is to lick your finger, then hold it up to the breeze. Your wet finger will feel coolest when facing the oncoming breeze. Finally, what is the general feel of the habitat you are now entering? Does it feel cooler or warmer? Does it feel shady or sunny? Do you feel exposed to the wind or sheltered from it? Can you sense the trees behind you and the openness ahead? Listen to some of the sounds. Is this new habitat noisy and bustling or calm and quiet? Are there different insects singing? Can you hear different birds from the ones you heard earlier? You're on the edge of a wetland woodland habitat and the beginning of a grassland habitat. An edge environment where one habitat meets another is a habitat in and of itself. This transition region can be sudden or gradual, and is an area of importance to those animals that benefit from the combination of food and shelter provided by two different habitats within a short distance of each other. The combination of different vegetation offers wildlife a greater assortment of food and shelter. Can you think of animals that might find this woodland, wetland, field edge a perfect home? How might a rabbit or a fox benefit from living on the edge? The handrail ends shortly before the end of the boardwalk segment. When the boardwalk ends, continue on the trail for another 15 feet, and then you will reach a rope guide on the left. This rope guide will take you to stop 10.